we were hanging out late night when we started doing music, Jeff and I, at a coffee shop and trying to figure out what name we should have our little project be. And we wrote down to names, and I think we narrowed it down to two. And if I'm wrong, Jeff, just correct me. Two or three, yeah. And then we decided, okay, let's both go home and sleep on it, and we'll see what we think in the morning. And in the morning, The Last Dance was the name that stuck in our head, so we ran with it. So, yeah.
I think we had to bounce it off our girlfriends, too, and that's the one they liked the
probably.
Best.
Probably. I was going to say, in The Last Dance, actually, the girlfriends and wives are a huge part of our Last Dance family, as we call it. There's no way we could still be doing this without their support and, you know, also creative influence, not necessarily on the music, but with the artwork and with merchandising, you know, just supporting what we do and helping us out and believing in us. They're really, really, you know, instrumental, honestly.
Slow motion, all seems right, she said, as she goes to rise, disappear into you and pretend. Could be the star falling between roofs through her painted sky. In her silence, behind the shadow, no one sees. Behind the shadow, lost and finding reason, she romanticizes with the glass. She brings the sky alive. She hides behind a smile, never a word, until her heart is breaking still.
kind of music that I grew up listening to isn't really the biggest musical influence on me. I would say that a lot of that 80s new wave music and stuff like U2 and The Alarm was, which whatever you'd want to call that kind of music, that's the music that influenced me the most. The music I would hear and go, wow, I want to do that. You know, from early days of listening to, you know, Flock of Seagulls and Psychedelic Furs, I just thought this is so cool. This kind of, there's such a depth to this music, and it's what we always wanted to do ourselves.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. The 80s, definitely the 80s new wave-ish music influenced me and my style, the cult, the early cult, the post-punk style and whatnot, musically for sure, Bounce-A-Fix, and also, you know, U2 and whatnot. And then, personal experiences really, you know, kind of feed how I write my music or write my guitar parts or, you know, just whatever I put into it. It's really pretty much, you know, the whole Last Dance is kind of that way. We kind of base, you know, our songs and everything on real life experiences and what we either experience ourselves or just experiencing and go from there.
a lot of interesting things can influence a song and become the backdrop of what a song's about. Rick's roommate is crazy about a girl that doesn't want too much to do with him, and I wrote a song about that. I have so many songs about my ex-wife, it's crazy. Ex-girlfriend. usually inspired by things that people would wish that a song hadn't been written about. And a lot of the music being, you know, being sort of gothy style has to remain somewhat introspective, and you have to, you know, write songs where you're moping and griping about things that you don't like about the world. So we do plenty of that. We've written songs about being in love and family members dying, and I think I wrote a song about that was inspired by a cat before too, but I made it about a person instead, and but I don't remember what song it is.
Good, I don't know. Yeah, that's a really difficult question to answer, because, you know, we've been around a long time and we've written a lot of songs. And so, and like we talked about before, we write about things that are inspiring to us, you know, situations in life, people, things that affect us, things that we see get affected, other people get affected by. I've written songs, you know, to my wife. I've written songs about a friend, finding my friend, you know, with her wrist slashed inside a bathtub, you know, almost dead. I've written songs about myself and about my own insecurities and things, you know. We've written songs about, you know, our late drummer, Ivan. A lot of Whispers and Rage, the entire record, was pretty much based on just the inability for us to comprehend what really happened and how we felt or did feel. So there's so many backstories between so many songs. I can't say there's one that's like the top one.
The one unifying factor is that you don't want a song written about you, if you know our band.
Misbehaving more than I believe.
Men's Party. That's not technically our song. That was the last song that we ever did with our late drummer, Ivan Dominguez, and the last song we ever played live with him before he passed, and also the last song we recorded, and the irony of it all, you know, Dead Man's Party. So it's become a very, very special and close song to the three of us, Jeff, Peter, and myself.
I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. We'll be right back.
What led me to become an artist was probably the influence of watching a lot of local bands as I was growing up, and the chance to meet them and talk to them and hang out with them, and you'd watch them on stage and just think that was the coolest thing you could possibly do with your time, and everything fell into place to find Rick to write songs with and record them and have a chance to be up there, maybe being that influence for somebody else now.
Yeah, well said, definitely. I started playing guitar when I was 14 because a friend of mine played guitar and I thought it was cool, so I wanted to try it. And I just fell in love with it and got into music, you know, just kind of like what Jeff said, watching other artists and what they did and just kind of running with it and going with it and not knowing what was going to happen. But as things progressed and I got older and got in a very few bands that were okay, and then, you know, Jeff started The Last Dance, so kind of rolled with it. And as Jeff said, it's really cool to be able to influence other people with your music. And it's also really, really cool to be up on stage and, you know, just enjoy the whole experience of being, you know, doing a live concert or you know, enjoying the whole musician-type life. Even though it's a hard one, it's still really, really, you know, exhilarating, and it kind of makes me feel alive.
big labels still run the show, absolutely, in the greater scheme of things. They've just got the money and the fact that most people accept music that's marketed to them. That's what they listen to. Your big labels, your MTV, your this, your that. But the underground music scene, the independent music scene, is really, really growing because the playing field has been leveled. Take money out of it, and your MySpace page is no bigger than Depeche Mode's. They have more hits, but people have. It's as easy to find you or any other little band as it is to find Celine Dion. She's always going to sell more records than an underground person, but that's just the way it's always been.
Yeah, I would agree. I think the internet, because of how things have grown with, you know, digital music now and, you know, free downloads and whatnot, really opened up the doors for a lot of independent artists like ourselves. But, you know, major radio stations, they still cater to the major labels. And that's just big business and how it works. So for that kind of promotion and everything, the major labels still definitely run everything. But for the internet and independent bands like us, it's definitely opened the door a bit and given more opportunities for, you know, selling music, just exposure, getting tours, stuff like that.
Downloading music, that's such a mixed blessing and curse for independent musicians, because more people have probably heard of us illegally than legitimately. And so you can't deny the promotional power of people who have ripped stuff off. But at the same time, it's against the law, it's against the principles of supporting somebody. You know, you claim to be a fan, and so you steal everything that they make, and that just seems kind of like weird to me. I certainly haven't purchased everything that I own, but the end result of most of the downloading and all that is that people simply have a much larger music catalog than they ever had before. And when you find an artist that means something to you, you go out and you buy their stuff and you see their shows. But with things like MySpace and all those places that you can put up a few songs, that's not really pirating. That's giving some songs away for promotion in a format that they can actually have. You know, back when we were growing up, you had to tape that stuff off the radio and just get the radio edit. But you would sure listen to those songs all the time, and you became fans of some of those bands you might still be a fan of today. So it's hard to say that it's a completely damaging thing to independent artists who aren't really making much money off their music to speak of anyway. But you get a lot of mileage out of it.
Silence. Be still my nightmare. The moment.
To work as a sound engineer for some very professional musicians, and the difference I see them and, you know, kids in the garage is just that they're very, very, very well skilled and confident in what they do, you know, at their instrument, act professionally. They carry themselves professionally when they're on stage. They, you know, put on a very, very good professional show. They know how to play their parts without really thinking about it. I mean, there's more to it, but maybe Jeff wants to add something.
Well, professional musicians are incredibly good at what they do. Most of them are really well-rounded, and a lot of them just they play multiple instruments and pick things up, and a band that starts in a garage and ends up big gets better at what they do, but they're good enough for the music they play. Maybe the music's simple and cool and powerful because they're limited in their musical skill.
our new single called Cages comes out via Hot Topic on their compilation. That's done with our label, Dancing Ferret. It comes out on June 30th, I believe. And we're excited about the new song. We debuted it a couple weeks ago when we played here with Peter Murphy in Orange County. And everyone seemed to like it a lot. So we're excited about it, and we're excited to write some new stuff and hopefully get a record done, you know, by the end of the year, if not sooner.
Yeah.